Okay, tell about...
Are you serious about this?
Yes! I wouldn't be doing it this long if I wasn't serious about it. Okay, now tell me everything you know about the time...
This must be boring in here. I was reminiscing about her.
Is this boringly?
No, it's interesting.
We had a lot of fun and we did a lot of good work together. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so, tell me about the night when we did. Okay, tell me about the B-1 bomber. Whenever I have forgotten.
You have done that one 10 times. Come on.
No. I want to know what happened the night that we were planning what to do.
What, on the bomber? I don't know. I think we argued most of the night. I know. We argued. We often had different ideas about tactics. But that was...
Yeah,
and strategy. We worked it out and argued and stuff. But one of the things that was interesting on that was we had to... It was like I was trying to be a journalist, okay? I mean, trying to... You know, I'm an objective journalist.
Objective journalist.
No, I don't believe in objective. But at the same point, I was... You know, it's like I was covering... I'd be at a meeting, okay? Doing these housing stuff, and I'm funding the tapes myself, okay? I've got my own video equipment. I'm financed, buying the tapes, me and my mother. And there's times when I've handed the camera. I've been documenting these meetings, right? And one, when I came in here, it was before everybody had video cameras, right? And, you know, it was like, as far as I was concerned, I was just like a newsman, and I was a newsman, in essence, and my stuff did end up being on broadcast on television. But at the same point, I was in there with the camera, and I just started documenting these meetings. And then, but the points would come along, and the bullshit would get so deep, I would hand the camera to somebody, I'd put it on a tripod, and I would start talking. And it really disoriented people, because I would start talking, or I'd ask a question, I'd question the speaker. You know, and they'd go, newsmen, they didn't understand that. People didn't. So anyway, I'm interviewing governor, attorney generals, and all these other fascists and different people around the country on our stuff. And I have to be, and I've been good, and I can. I mean, I can get in. I mean, I've handled major corporations, I've been in boardrooms, Transamerica, and negotiated a computer out of them, and the next day we were on the streets doing the May Day demonstrations, taking over corporate in San Francisco. But kind of a schizophrenic, but being trained in advertising gave me a lot of practice of being schizophrenic, you know, and being able to do that, walk out and talk to these turkeys. But anyway, in this case, you know, here we got Rockwell International coming to town. Nikki wants to do something. The B-1 bomber has been a focus. And me and Nikki, let's say, you know, people would say to us, we'll protest about anything. And they were pretty goddamn right. You know, drop a hat. Where was the point? I mean, you know, give us a point. We could go.
We believed in,
you know, organizing in different options, kind of like the trots, you know, we'd take the opportunity to... you know, to embrace that issue and organize with it. And they were all related to us, you know, it was the issues. And so, anyway, they're having their annual convention at the Rockwell International, their annual stockholders meeting, at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas. And,
Rockwell started in Oshkosh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, they got
you. You're talking to the
Rockwell Brothers Foundation, Rockwell there.
Okay. So what was our difference? I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, we were just different strategies, like, you know. But essentially, we were with all these, there were all these liberals, nonviolent Quaker types that had come into town. There was one guy who was supposed to be organizing this from out of town, okay? And they're really waffling, and they don't want to do anything that's going to break the law. They want everything to be, and you know, I mean, we're in Dallas. Me and her don't want to break the law because we know what happens to people. But at the same point, we're not into being. We've been standing on a picket line in front of a hotel and being ignored for a long time. You know, we know that theater is the only thing that gets public attention. Okay, some way of catching the attention of the eye of the public and seizing that. And that's not just, you know, being kiss-ass people. And we also wanted to confront the stockholders. And they would only let us march at one entrance, which was the side entrance to the Fairmont Hotel. It wasn't the main entrance. And we didn't like that. It was one of the things we were fighting with these people
about. Oh, I didn't remember
that. Okay, and it's coming back to me.
Good. Well, that's why you're
amazing.
Doing
amazing. All those drugs didn't really destroy my brain.
Oh.
All that alcohol. You know, that's alcohol brain cells, man. See, it's come back since I quit drinking now.
My memory's coming back. I know. It's wonderful.
But, okay, so anyway, we didn't like all this shit, and we were trying to figure out how not to be just, you know, our normal... Let me pull over.
Please do.
Okay. So, anyway, that morning about 6 o'clock, Nikki gets up and starts just trying to find dolls. And she ends up finding all these broken dolls.
At Goodwill.
And what we have to do is figure out, well, we're going to go along with the plan, like all these other people are. And what it turned on was we were demanding one thing about our demonstration, like we had to be at a certain place or something. And if they didn't take that, we wanted to see you negotiate with the police and stuff, where you're going to be and all that shit. We had some point that if they didn't go for it, we were not going to be a part of their demonstration because we didn't
count it. Oh, I don't remember any of that.
Well, there was some point. I can't remember what the point was. But anyway, it didn't go
out. Like if they would let me put off the firecracker.
Yeah, or something.
No. But you remember I took that long strip of firecrackers and I was going to light it in the auditorium.
Luckily, she did.
And, I tossed them right before I walked in the door, and that was my big
compromise. They wouldn't let anybody in the hotel. See, we had to be outside at the side entrance and couldn't be in there, in the lobby, and all the people going in the main entrance, and then they weren't going to see us. Okay, and this wishy-washy organizer.
And there were only about 4 or 5 demonstrators.
The National Quaker, American friends sent down was just, you know, he wasn't his turf, and he wasn't trying to get anywhere except just have his little routine demonstration. So anyway, what Nikki came up with was, let's get ourselves in, and we'll use, somehow I know we came up with using, I made a fake press cards for myself, and...
You did that a number of times.
Yeah, and we created these fake press cards, and so we go in, and like I said, back then nobody had video decks. So
Eastfield Junior College Video Collective.
There's some, we made all sorts. KECTV. Oh, was that? They don't have a television there. KECTV, K Eastfield College Television. That was it. Yeah. So you use, you know, instant tech on tape, you know, from the skills of being a paste up composition. You know, we used to paste up our own shit, man. You know? We did.
So typesetting the press.
Yeah, so we said that's what we did.
We did all this the night before.
And then we got
and I called Goodwill and I told them that a little girl in our neighborhood was having a birthday party and I didn't
and
want any dolls that they could she was handicapped and I didn't want any dolls that they could fix, but she was gonna repair them and make them like new. And so they gave me a whole suitcase full of dolls.
Parked.
The arms and legs were taken off them, and that's exactly what I wanted.
So she dressed up in a long...
But
long
all form. This was done by the next day.
And she got this long formal gown and a mutant coat. Full-length mutant coat. Yes, a fake fur. And we go in, and she goes, yeah, and we're arguing about this. Actually, we were up the Quaker. Where were we at? We were up in one of the rooms of the Fairmont. Anyway,
No. We weren't. No. Look, they showed the slideshow, and then we drove to the Fairmont Hotel because we were so pissed off about the statistical information we heard in that slideshow.
But didn't we check out? We went and
we said, let's do something tomorrow. And before we ever knew what we were going to do, we went and looked at the hotel.
Yeah, we went and scouted all the entrances.
And they thought we were tourists.
Yeah.
It was under 48-hour top security, and they let us get in there.
Yeah, we dressed up, played it straight, you know. And did that the night before, so we knew the layout. And they had all the demonstrations set up in the side lobby by the Grand Ballroom. They had a B-1 bomber, these giant models of them, all these bombs and all these fucking missiles and stuff, and all the crap that, you know, Rockwell does. And so, anyway, we went in the next morning, and Nikki carries in this suitcase, and comes in as part of the video crew, me and her. We go in and register, and we show them our thing, KECTV, and meet him, and playing very straight and all this kind of stuff. And I'm a little tight because what I want to know is it's going to compromise. It could really compromise me if I try to, you know, with public television or some other people using it. You know, I mean, I'm going, this is real high profile. All of a sudden, we can get, you know, and I'm realizing that, you know, I mean, You know, because they don't, you know, they don't, you know, they don't like, you know, for people that fuck, you know, the bastards. They control the network, their own network, PBS.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, and it was the only place you can get stuff shown then. It's before home video, it was before, you know, fucking cable, it was all that stuff. But anyway, so I was concerned about this, and it was making me somewhat feeling double, you know.
Plus, what? I had never presented a board of directors with dogs.
So anyway, that was developing. She trying to figure out how to get
there. There were hundreds of people in that room.
Yeah, it was all the stockholders.
How many hundreds
all
of
stockholders,
people do you think were in
and
there?
See, they had mics spread out. It was only about 250 or something.
Well, that was enough. It made
and
me
they
feel
had
intimidated.
Mics spread out throughout so people could address the issues and talk and stuff like that. And now, you know, in this big ballroom, it was a lot, you know, it was almost, you know, they could make the chairs go in any column they roll they wanted to. It wasn't fixed seating. And so anyway, I was over on the corner shooting video. I had to be plugged in. I didn't have any very good batteries back then, and I only had 30-minute batteries, so I had to also be sourced close to a power source of my adapter. I was kind of stuck in a certain corner and didn't have much latitude to move because I had to be hooked up to power. And but anyway, Nikki got in the back, and she sat there, and she waited until there was a point when they asked for comments. And they made their presentation. Board of directors are all up there at this podium, you know, along, you know, and they're making their pronouncements, and they showed this film. Well, I shot the film, and that's where I ended up using most of my auxiliary power from, because I was in the back of the room to get the film, and had Edgar John Cameron Swayze narrating it.
That was
you know,
it's
like,
kind of
like, no, it was before.
Top
no. No, it was before, Nikki.
No,
I don't think it was. Wait, it was before.
I swear to God to you, I know whenever it was.
Okay,
and
well, I stayed.
When I was being escorted out, the film came on. They go, enough of these fun and games. Rockwell says that.
That's
well,
right.
Enough of those fun and games. They turn out the lights, and when they're escorting me out, about 20 men, the B-1 bomber comes on and he's going, Rockwell is in South America.
Rockwell,
yeah.
So I'm shooting that,
Rockwell
and then trying to.
Everywhere.
I want to shoot her. I want to shoot her being taken out, but I have no. That's it. I had no extra power. I had to be hooked up, and I couldn't follow her. So I sat there and shot because I wondered what we did later for this criminal justice conference was we would take their propaganda films, and we'd edit them. You know, re-edit them and re-show them back. We once took all the films back when Kojak and Columbo and all of them were on television. And took them and edited them, okay, right off TV, took a whole bunch of the whole shows, did that with Pat Caster, and then took all the ads, Toyota ads, and cut them all, and intercut all this to show who sponsored violence on television, beating up gays, Columbo whipping up on this gay dude, you know, and got to show it, you know, distinctly how it came into, you know, this, the whole setup, the action, you know, Kojak stopping in and hitting the guy in the head with a shotgun butt, and how that was being accepted and how it was being promoted by these major corporations. But anyway, what I was wanting to do that, well, here's this film. Here she's just made this presentation, said all these things at these three microphones while she walked up there. She was in the back. Took out and put these dolls down. I'm up right by them. I got a great shot of her taking the dolls out and handing them each one. And these goddamn idiots up there thanking her.
Rockwell said
thank you. She gave it to him and they went, thank you.
Rockwell did say thank you.
Yeah, but also I have him saying, when the third time, when she got up to the third mic, she'd say something, a few words, then she'd go to another mic, say another few words, and in appreciation, we want to give you, in appreciation of B-1 Bomber, we want to present you with this. He said, oh, come right up, and then she made another comment.
No.
You made a couple of comments.
Mr. Rockwell, I represent a group of Dallas citizens, and we have a presentation that we'd like to give to the Rockwell Board. And he goes, well, would you like to do that now? And I said,
yeah, what a sucker question.
I said,
and you like to do that now?
I said, yes, I would. So then I go up to the front microphone.
She handled it perfectly, subtle, man.
When we go up to, and I talked in a real high-pitched voice.
She was trying to be very straight. She wasn't nervous. She was great.
And then I got up to the front microphone and I said, Mr. Rockwell, this is what we believe the B-1 bomber will do for world peace.
And then
he goes, uh-oh.